This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed Tehran had begun supplying ballistic missiles to Moscow while meeting British Foreign Secretary David Lammy in London on Tuesday. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Blinken and Lammy said it was a critical moment to support Ukraine. The two are due to travel together to Kyiv this week. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is due to visit US President Joe Biden in Washington Friday, with Ukraine and the Middle East topping the agenda. Last week, Britain announced the suspension of some arms sales to Israel over concerns its actions in Gaza breach humanitarian law, which Israel denies. The US is continuing to supply weapons and says it does not believe Israel is breaking international law. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Russia said on Tuesday its forces had advanced 1,000 square kilometers in eastern Ukraine in August and September, despite a Ukrainian incursion into western Russia, which ruled out any ceasefire talks with Kyiv. Russia's defense ministry on Tuesday announced the capture of four villages on the eastern front, but Ukrainian accounts of frontline activity disputed parts of the claim. Mexico's Senate paused debate of a controversial judicial overhaul on Tuesday after protesters broke into the building, adding drama to already tense discussions of the reform, which critics fear could undermine the country's rule of law. The Senate's president said the session was suspended and asked lawmakers to remain calm as demonstrators flooded the upper level of the chamber, chanting traitors in opposition to the reform. This is VOA News. A video filmed by the Israeli military and released to the public on Tuesday shows a passageway deep underground where it said six slain hostages were held and killed by Hamas. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
It was released to the public after it had been viewed by their families and the Israeli security cabinet. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the hostages were killed on the night of August 29th. And that their bodies were found in the southern Gaza area of Rafah around 2 days later. Five of the hostages were taken from the Nova Dance Festival attacked by militants on October 7th last year. The killings have sparked outrage and an outpouring of grief in Israel. Efforts to secure a ceasefire for the remaining hostages have faltered. Israel and Hamas trade blame for the deadlock.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Republican former U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris immediately went on the offensive in the opening segment of their first presidential debate on Tuesday, each seeking a campaign-altering moment in their closely fought election. Harris attacked Trump's intention to impose high tariffs on foreign goods, a proposal she has likened to a sales tax in the middle class, while touting her plan to offer tax benefits to families and small businesses. Trump criticized Harris for economic inflation during U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's term, though he overstated the level of price increases. Zimbabweans took to social media on Tuesday to celebrate the government's decision to force Starlink to offer more affordable and better satellite internet service in a country that has one of the highest internet costs on the continent. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
In a statement Tuesday, Zimbabwe's ICT minister Tendai Mabetera said the government will levy fines of between $200 and $5,000 per infringement for telecommunications companies and internet providers who fail to give reliable service. Willard Shoko, an independent high-speed internet consultant, says the new fines could result in a solid telecom industry that can compete in the entire Southern African region. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare.
The Vatican said some 600,000 people on Tuesday attended Pope Francis's Mass in East Timor, or nearly half the country's population. That's one massive Mass. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.